Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we dive in, I just want to remind you we have an exclusive discount for on the mattress we're covering today.
Ooh.
So make sure you check out those links.
Yeah, that's right. Don't miss out on those savings. All right, so let's get comfy and talk about the Helix Sunset Lux.
That's right. Today we are taking a deep dive into this mattress. And let me tell you, it's a popular one. Lots of buzz online, both good and bad.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about this mattress is it seems to be a bit of a love it or leave it kind of situation.
Oh, really?
We're seeing some people just raving about it, you know, calling it the best sleep they've ever had, while others are like, not so much.
That's interesting. So why do you think that is? What makes it so divisive?
Well, I think it really comes down to individual needs and preferences.
Yeah, makes sense.
A mattress is such a personal choice. What feels like heaven to one person could feel like a nightmare to another.
Yeah, you know, like for example, some people really need that extra pressure relief, especially if they're a side sleeper. Or maybe you tend to sleep hot and need something that sleeps really cool.
Exactly. It's all about finding that perfect match for you.
Speaking of finding the right match, we came across this forum post from Rayum. Was actually looking for a softer mattress after struggling with her old firm one. They mentioned being a side sleeper and considering the Helix Sunset Lux because a friend is offering a discount.
You know, I think that's a scenario a lot of people can relate to, wanting a change and finding a good deal. So it makes sense that they'd be drawn to a mattress that's known for its softness and pressure relief.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But how does the Sunset Lux actually deliver on those promises?
Yeah.
You know, is it all marketing hype or is there some real substance to it?
Well, that's what we're here to find out. And to understand that, I think we need to take a look at the mattress construction.
Yeah.
So the Sunset Lux is a hybrid, which means it combines layers of memory foam with a coil system.
Ah, hybrid. So it's kind of getting the best of both worlds there.
Exactly. You get that contouring comfort from the foam and that responsive support from the coils.
Okay, so it's got layers, it's got coils. But how does that actually translate to comfort for the sleeper? Like, how does it actually feel to sleep on?
Well, one user, congrats on now your success.
I love that name.
Me too.
They mentioned significant arm pain relief after just 3 weeks on the mattress.
Wow.
They specifically highlighted the pressure point relief, especially while side sleeping with a body pillow.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the mattress is actually living up to its reputation for pressure relief.
It seems that way. And that pressure relief is likely due to a combination of factors. We've got the memory foam layers conforming to the body. And then there's this special layer called the Ergo Align Contour Layer.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's designed to cradle those pressure points. You know, your shoulders, hips, everything. So you're not feeling that painful digging in as you sleep.
Sounds heavenly. But, you know, it wouldn't be a true deep dive if there wasn't a little bit of controversy, right?
True that.
So the same user, congrats user your success, goes on to say, I do find it could be softer. They actually ended up adding a topper to get that extra softness they were looking for.
Yeah, that's what's so fascinating about mattress preferences.
Right.
Right, because the Helix Sunset Lux is already considered a soft mattress. It has a firmness rating of 3.5 out of 10. But it just goes to show how subjective softness can be.
Totally. What feels like a cloud to one person might feel way too firm for someone else.
It's like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears of mattresses.
Exactly. You gotta find that just right.
Yeah, and it's a good reminder that firmness ratings are just a starting point. They can give you a general idea, but ultimately it really comes down to personal preference and how you feel on the mattress.
For sure. All right, so we've talked about pressure relief, softness, but what about bounce? You know, is this a mattress where you just sink in and never escape, or is there a bit of spring to it?
Well, remember the hybrid construction we talked about?
Yeah.
Those coils play a big role in the bounce factor. Mattress loaf. Another forum user describes it perfectly. They say, it does have a soft feel, but it has spring, so you'll still get good support and a little bit of bounce back. It will not feel like a Tempur-Pedic.
So not the quicksand of mattresses?
Nope. Not at all.
Uh-huh.
Those coils give the Sunset Lux a certain level of responsiveness.
Gotcha. So you're not going to feel stuck. Now, I want to touch on something that's especially important for couples and anyone who likes to stretch out edge support.
Oh, yeah. Edge support is crucial. You don't want to feel like you're going to roll off the bed.
Exactly.
Huh.
In their review, Tom's Guide mentions that the Helix Sunset Lux has above average edge support.
Okay.
And they attribute that to the reinforced perimeter coils. They specifically say the reinforced perimeter coils will allow sleepers to comfortably occupy as much of the surface as possible.
Yeah, those reinforced perimeter coils are a key design feature. They're sturdier than the regular coils in the mattress, which means they provide that extra support around the edges.
So you're not losing any valuable sleep space.
Exactly. Even if you like to sleep near the edge. And, you know, for couples who want to maximize their sleep space, good edge support can be a real game changer.
Absolutely. Like, speaking of couples, let's talk about motion isolation.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, no one wants to be woken up every time their partner rolls over.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So Mattress Clarity did this cool test where they had one person tossing and turning while the other person lay still.
Interesting.
And guess what? The result was, I did not feel his movements on my side of the mattress. This means the Helix Sunset Lux could be a good mattress for couples.
That's fantastic news for light sleepers.
Right.
And it makes sense, given the construction. The layers of foam and the coil system all work together to absorb movement and prevent it from transferring across the mattress.
But you can sleep soundly, even if your partner is like doing the jitterbug.
It's a thing. The Sleep Foundation pointed out that there was a noticeable odor after unboxing the mattress, which is pretty common with foam mattresses. But they did say that the smell dissipated within 48 hours.
Okay, so that new mattress smell might be a little strong at first, but it's not a long-term problem.
Right. And it's worth mentioning that the Helix Sunset Lux uses CertiPR U.S. certified foams.
Yeah, those are the good ones.
Yes. This means they've been rigorously tested and are free from harmful chemicals and VOCs, so you can breathe easy knowing that the materials themselves are safe.
That's good to know, because you don't want to be breathing in any nasty chemicals while you're trying to sleep.
Nope, absolutely not. And speaking of things that can impact your sleep, let's talk about temperature regulation. I know a lot of people, myself included, tend to sleep hot.
Oh yeah, I'm a hot sleeper for sure.
So a mattress that sleeps cool is a top priority.
Absolutely. Mm. How does the Helix Sunset Lux do in that department?
Well, Mattress Clarity had some positive things to say about its cooling properties. They found that overall, the Helix Sunset Lux sleeps quite cool. The coils allow for a great deal of airflow, and the top foam layers are designed not to trap heat.
Okay, so those coils really make a difference with the airflow.
They do. They really help to keep things breathable.
And they even tested it with the optional Glaciotex cooling cover.
Yeah, they did, and they said it added even more cooling power.
So if you're a super hot sleeper, that might be a good option.
It could be a good investment. All right, last but certainly not least, let's talk about returns.
Ooh, yes, the dreaded R word.
We all know buying a mattress online can be a bit of a gamble, so it's important to understand the return process.
Yeah, for sure. What does Helix offer?
Well, they have a pretty straightforward policy. They offer a full refund if you're not happy within their trial period.
Okay, that's good to know. That takes some of the pressure off.
Definitely. And speaking of returns, we came across a forum post from Vitani88 who shared their experience. They mentioned that it took a while to get a response from Helix.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which can be frustrating. But once they did connect, the communication was good.
Okay. Well, that's good at least.
Yeah.
So sometimes there are delays, but they do eventually get back to you.
It seems that way. And they also mentioned that Helix offered them a topper before going through with a full return.
Oh, that's interesting.
And it's worth noting that Helix handles the pickup of the mattress free of charge.
That's good.
So you're not stuck with any unexpected costs or logistics.
That definitely makes the return process a little bit easier.
Yeah.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We're starting to get a real feel for this mattress. What are your key takeaways so far?
Well, it's clear this mattress has a lot going for it in terms of comfort and support. It seems like a great option for side and back sleepers who prefer that plush feel.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure relief and cooling properties are also big pluses.
Absolutely. I'm also really impressed by the attention to detail in the construction, like those reinforced perimeter coils for better edge support.
Oh, yeah. Those are a great feature. And the fact that they use CertiPR U.S. certified foams is a big win in my book.
For sure. So it seems like they really prioritize safety and quality.
Uh-huh.
But of course, no mattress is perfect. What are some potential downsides that our listeners should be aware of?
Well, as we discussed, the softness, while a major draw for some, could be a drawback for others, like stomach sleepers or those who just prefer a firmer feel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The initial off-gassing, while temporary, is something to keep in mind. And those occasional delays in customer service communication, while hopefully not the norm, are worth noting.
It's all about weighing those pros and cons and figuring out if this particular mattress aligns with your needs.
Exactly. It's about finding that perfect balance between comfort, support, and personal preference.
Well said. We'll be right back to continue our deep dive into the Helix Sunset Lux. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere.
All right. We are back and ready to continue our deep dive into the Helix Sunset Lux. You know, as we've been unpacking all these details about this mattress, it makes you think about the long game. Like, how long can we expect a mattress like this to actually last?
That is such a good question. Because no one wants to be mattress shopping every other year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
An investment.
Yeah. It is. It's a big investment, both financially and in terms of, you know, finding that perfect sleep haven.
Right. Like, you want something that's going to go the distance.
Yeah, for sure.
So what does the Helix Sunset Lux offer in terms of durability? Like, what are we looking at here?
Well, one promising sign is that it comes with a lifetime warranty.
Okay, that's good.
So that's Helix basically saying, hey, we stand behind the quality of this product. Mm-mm. Now, of course, lifetime in mattress terms doesn't literally mean forever.
Right.
But it does suggest a commitment to, you know, using durable materials and solid construction.
Okay, that does make me feel better. But I got to admit, I sometimes get a little lost in the warranty weeds. Like, what does a lifetime warranty actually cover? And realistically, how long can I expect this mattress to hold up?
Yeah, those are great questions. So generally, a lifetime warranty covers defects in materials and workmanship.
Okay.
So for example, if the coils start to sag prematurely, or the foam deteriorates in a way that's not considered normal wear and tear, then you're covered.
So it's there to protect me against, like, major flaws, not just everyday use.
Exactly. And in terms of a realistic lifespan, a well-made hybrid mattress, like the Sunset Lux, with proper care, can easily last 7 to 10 years.
Wow.
Sometimes even longer.
Okay, that's reassuring to hear. It sounds like a pretty solid investment.
Right.
But you mentioned proper care. What are some key things that I can do to, you know, make sure my mattress goes the distance?
Well, the basics are actually surprisingly effective.
Okay.
So rotate your mattress every 6 to 12 months to distribute wear evenly.
God.
Use a good quality mattress protector to shield it from spills and dust mites.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a slatted bed frame, make sure those slats are properly spaced and in good condition to provide adequate support.
Simple but important.
Exactly. Those little things can make a big difference.
All right, so we've talked about the Sunset Lux in isolation. But I can't help but wonder how it stacks up against other mattresses in the Helix family. Like, they have so many options, it can be a bit overwhelming.
I know, right? The Helix universe is vast. It's all about finding your perfect match.
Exactly.
But from what we've gathered, the Sunset Lux is known for being one of their softer, more plush options.
Okay.
It's definitely a favorite among side sleepers who want that sinking in, pressure-relieving feel.
So if someone's looking for a firmer feel, they might want to explore some of the other Helix models.
Absolutely. Helix offers a range of firmness options to suit different sleep styles and preferences.
Okay, good to know.
They even have a quiz on their website to help you find your ideal match. It's like matchmaking for your sleep.
Oh, I love that.
Oh.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground.
Yes.
Let's do a quick recap for our listeners and highlight, you know, what are the biggest pros and cons of the Helix Sunset Lux? What stands out to you as the major selling points?
For me, it's got to be the pressure relief, the plush feel, and the attention to detail in the construction.
Uh-huh.
Like, features like that ergo-aligned contour layer and those reinforced perimeter coils, you know, they really show that Helix is thinking about how to create a comfortable and supportive sleep experience.
Yeah, they're not messing around.
No, they're not. And the fact that it sleeps cool is also a major plus.
Absolutely. Especially for us hot sleepers.
Yes.
So those are all big wins in my book. But of course, no mattress is perfect.
What are some potential downsides that listeners should be aware of?
Well, as we discussed, the softness that some people love could be a drawback for others, like stomach sleepers or those who just prefer a firmer feel.
Right.
The initial off-gassing while temporary is something to consider if you're sensitive to smells.
Uh-huh.
And those occasional delays in customer service communication, while hopefully not the norm, are worth noting.
It's all about, you know, weighing those pros and cons and figuring out if this mattress aligns with your individual needs and priorities. Exactly. It's about finding that perfect balance between comfort, support, and personal preference.
Could not agree more. And remember reading reviews from real users. Like the ones we've shared today can be so helpful.
They really can. They can give you a real sense of whether a mattress is a good fit for you.
Absolutely. Well, folks, we've reached the final stretch of our deep dive into the Helix Sunset Lux. But before we wrap up, we have one last thought-provoking question for you to ponder. We're back for the final stretch of our Helix Sunset Lux deep dive.
You know, one thing that's really stood out to me is how subjective comfort can be. Like, we heard some people raving about the Sunset Lux's softness, but then others felt like it needed a topper.
Right. It's such a personal thing.
Totally. So it got me thinking, if you had to choose between a slightly firmer mattress that felt perfect on its own or a softer mattress that might need a topper to hit that sweet spot, which way would you lean?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think for me, it would depend on a few factors.
Yeah, like what? Well, first, how much of a hassle is it to add a topper? Like, does it stay put, or are you going to be constantly wrestling with it?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And does it change the overall feel of the mattress in a way that you don't like?
Yeah, because sometimes toppers can, like, make the mattress sleep hotter or, you know, change the feel in a way that you weren't expecting.
Exactly. And, of course, there's the cost factor. Toppers aren't free. You know, they can range in price from, like, $50 to a couple hundred.
Right, so it's an added expense.
It is. So it's worth weighing whether that extra cost is worth it for you.
Totally. It's a reminder that choosing a mattress is about so much more than just that initial comfort. It's about the whole experience, you know?
Absolutely.
The delivery, the setup, long-term satisfaction.
Yeah.
And, yeah, even the potential need for accessories.
It's a journey for sure.
It is. And speaking of making that journey a little bit smoother, don't forget to check out the links for an exclusive discount on the Helix Sunset Lux.
Yeah, take advantage of those savings.
It might just be the missing piece to your sleep sanctuary puzzle.
It could be.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the Helix Sunset Lux. We'll catch you next time for another sleep-filled adventure.
Sleep well, everyone.